Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. We are calling Emily, who is in York in the UK.
In York, great.
Why does that ring a bell?
There's a York in WA. Is that what you're thinking of?
I bet they're very different.
Oh, I can I bet money on that. We'll ask Emily. Boop, boop. Oh, straight to a ring. That never happened.
Hello?
Hello, Emily.
Emily.
Oh, my fucking God. Hi.
Oh, my God. I thought a little child answer. And I was like, oh, is your mom?
Oh, my God. No.
Emily, were you expecting the call that you signed up for?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually 21.
I'm 21.
Yeah, I do sound like a little child.
Yeah.
Just a little hello. Emily, thank you very much for answering. We do have a question because you're from York in the UK. There's a York in WA. Do you reckon they're the same?
Probably. They should be.
They should be. Maybe it's a direct replica.
Sister cities.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fuck, there is
twin cities.
Nothing
in
New York.
Because sisters, twins.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like this twin toilet thing. Yeah, absolutely.
What's a twin toilet?
What's that?
It's like where you like, I don't know, like do charity twin toilet things? I don't know.
What's a twin toilet?
Hang on, wait,
I don't think that York is the same.
You never get this.
Twin to oh, I don't like that.
I'm not looking at it, and I don't want to.
I don't like that at
okay.
all.
Okay, Emily, would you approve today's podcast? We'll move right along.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Yeah, great, fantastic, great.
Oh my God. Hi, it's Emily from York, and I approve this podcast.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up today, have you ever witnessed a stranger doing something like right in front of you and almost have to like take stock and be like, is this actually happening? Am I actually awake? Is this a dream? What the fuck is going on?
Where are we at with a citizen's arrest?
I think what happened at the Eltham Farmers Market yesterday warrants, pun intended,
nice.
A citizen's arrest.
Because I want to know what, like if you see someone doing the wrong thing, like how much power as a citizen do you actually have? Because every single time I see someone using their fucking phone in the car, I want to like wind down my window and be like, hey, can you not put us all in danger?
Yeah. Yep.
Like, can you do that? Are you allowed to do that?
I'm going to tell you what happened at the farmer's market and you, Detective Lodge, tell me whether this guy should be locked up.
Okay. I'm on your side.
If you had have seen and just gone, hey, champion, hands behind your back. You're fucking gone. Citizen's arrest.
I wouldn't be that calm. I'd jump on him.
Yeah.
Floor him to the floor.
Yeah. That's what floor
him
means.
To the floor. Floor him down.
Floor him to the sky.
Floor him down.
Floor him.
Floor him. Absolutely. Floor him. Put him on the floor. That's what that means.
Yeah. They named it after that.
I see. Like if you said like, I'm floored by, oh, that's floored me. Like put me on the floor. That's great. I love that term. Let's say that more. Floor.
Didn't mean to pull you out of this.
That has floored me.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to push on because you just keep talking about the floor thing.
The wormhole.
Tony Lodge loves dropping a I told you so. Now, no one will admit this, but we're all human. It's okay. It's a fucking good move. It feels good inside.
And I think the thing about not admitting it means you're more of a jerk anyway.
Yeah.
Just rip the Band-Aid off.
Yes.
If you think that you want to drop an I told you so, it's actually better to do that than go.
Now.
You know how people do that when they think they're right?
Yeah. So a few weeks ago, Tony and I were having a mini conversation about whether we needed to have a first aid kit in the office. Tony then hired a paid actor to come in and pretend that they'd hurt themselves and go, where's the first aid kit? And then Tony goes, I fucking told you so, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, OG Tarpa, Ali Druckett, loved it and said, hey, guys, who else has got I told you so?
Yeah, because it does feel good in the moment. Have you had a good one recently? Sorry, I'm putting you on the spot. If you don't have one, that's okay.
Yeah, like often with Mabel, it's a bit like, is she hungry? And it's like, nah. And then 10 minutes later, it's like, oh, maybe we should get her a bottle. And it's like, yeah. So I wouldn't drop her, I told you so, but I know that.
But
I
you
told
know. Yeah, okay.
But that's a two-way street with parenting because you're always guessing and no one fucking knows.
And no one knows,
but that's why I'm open when someone goes, what about this? And you go, yeah, maybe.
Whatever we can try.
Strap yourselves in, folks. Mm-hmm. Swearing for a fucking wild one.
Okay.
Tara Lee. Tara Lee was arguing with her husband about which part of their old rundown house they should fix first. Because I think they got like a doer-upper. Oh, should we start with the bathroom?
On three, we're going to say what we would both say first. 3, 2, 1, bathroom. Kitchen. Oh, no, I need a nice vibe for showers and baths and stuff.
I understand it.
Excuse me.
Good, nice one.
Thank you.
I'm not against
a nice bathroom.
Yeah.
But a kitchen I do get because it's like, you know, it's the center, it's the heart of the home.
Heart of the home. Tara Lee said, we have to replace the stairs first.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a transit issue.
Not only are they ugly, but I'm pretty sure they're going to collapse.
Safety first. Then
my husband wanted to start on another room first and after our heated debate stormed off down the stairs only for them to literally collapse from underneath him. Thank God he didn't die because A, then he would be dead, but also because B.
How would you say it?
Yeah.
Yep.
How could I lord this over him for the rest of his life if he'd already died?
Well, you would have effectively done it because he would have died straight away. So at the end of his life, the rest of his life was real short.
You're wrong for the rest of your life.
And just in that moment when you go, are you all right? And he goes, yep. And then you go, seem to be stuck.
Yeah.
And then you do the.
Now. Even if this guy cracked 15 vertebrae, know when she goes, are you right? He's going, yep, fine, totally fine, all good.
It's the timing though. After the 18 months of rehab, then she could do the I told you so.
How's your back feeling today?
I think I could let go of the walker now. And she goes, well, I fucking told you so. It love first. Like I said, safety first, yeah, then possibly, teamwork, yeah. Then you're fine.
But geez, that's got to.
I think we should do this back room. I think we need to do the stairs, mate. Oh, and then falling through the stairs. Fuck, you can't write that.
You actually can't write that.
That's amazing.
Except for Tara Lee, who did write that
in the comment. Yeah. So. After the fact, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nicolene.
Nicolene. Maybe it's Nicolene.
My husband and I were on a safari holiday in Botswana.
Okay, must be nice. What a fancy holiday.
I told him to drive around a big puddle of water on the track.
Oh.
He said it'd be fine. And guess what? We got stuck. We had to spend the whole night sleeping in our car in the Okavango Delta.
Not the Okavango Delta. That's the worst delta.
Of all the places I've slept
of
in
all
my
the
car,
deltas.
Yeah.
The Okavango, that's the worst one.
Mm.
Okavango Delta. I hardly know.
We got rescued the next day by a guide
I just coughed.
Nice one.
Thank you.
We got rescued the next day by a guide and a tour group, and we discovered lion footprints around our car that had happened overnight while we were sleeping in it.
And they didn't even get a picky.
No.
That you were
no
that selfie. Close to a lion.
Mm. People wouldn't believe you. They'd think you'd be.
They'd think you'd be zebra. Fuck! Yeah, well, I guess while I was sleeping, they were lying down. But when you're telling these jokes, I mean, where's the lion?
Yeah. Could you imagine though, because you can't just go, oh, I told you so. Yeah, fuck, you got me. And then you have to literally sit there in the car for 20 hours and stew in your wrongness.
Oh, yeah. And also you're just like, we are literally stuck here.
In a car in Botswana in the.
On the Vodka Do Delta.
Okven- Okavango Delta.
Yeah, fuck.
It's actually Delta Goodrum's first name. Delta's her middle name. Okavango Delta Goodrum.
You're lying.
Kelly Leishman.
I bet you that while they were in the car, they thought, should we have sex? And he went, well, you have to take off Zibra, baby. They went, oh, God, it's pretty tough out here. They went, yeah, gee, rough. Giraffe? What other animals are there?
You just let me know.
Okay. Oh, I'll let Ryan know.
I was just about to...
Don't just say, okay.
Damn it.
You set me up for a joke.
I'm just trying to think of the what's in The Lion King.
Hyenas. Is there a joke in that? Timon and Pumbaa. Oh, anyway. Write your own jokes. I've fucking had enough.
Kelly Leishman works in a kitchen.
Hi, Kelly.
There was a small grease fire, bit of flame.
Oh.
And I was about to put it out, but of course, my manager, who nitpicks everything I do, came over and told me I was doing it wrong and that I should just throw some water over it.
Not a grease fire. Isn't that the worst thing? Is
now, I don't know much about fucking anything. But,
beautiful words.
But even I feel like, oh, I know that. Grease fire, oil fire, water's just going to make it spread.
Yeah, and isn't it also just like, because there's all different types of fire extinguishers.
Mm. You've got the foam or, and the, like or you slap it out with a...
Well, in a kitchen, they would only have the correct one for the kitchen. So like there's actually, you couldn't go wrong with the one that was in there.
I tried telling him, but he made a scene because he didn't like to be told off in front of the others. You know, one of those real fucking
managers. One of those fucking managers.
So he grabs a massive jug of water, throws it on, and literally the whole fucking kitchen goes up. Yep. Burns all the food in it because, you know, it's just a little contained on one pan. Suddenly the whole fucking grill's gone up. Burned everything on it, and I just gave him the look, says Kelly. The big old, I told seeing everyone else in the kitchen, smug faces looking at me, kind of giving the nod and the wink.
Because everyone knows.
Everyone knows. That was worth it for the scolding I got from him later.
Got a scolding after.
Yeah.
For doing the right thing.
Mm.
Quit.
You don't need that, Kelly Leishman.
Fuck that off.
You should go get a job at the Okavango Delta as a Botswanan driver.
As a chef there on the Okavango Delta.
Yep. What's the native dish of the Okavango Delta?
I don't know. What is the native dish?
Oh.
How the fuck would I know that? Like, I don't know, but I'll have the lion's share or something. Like, I thought that you were doing a bit.
I don't do bits here, mate.
You tried to get me with the rhino before. So I thought that would let you have your moment.
I was working up to that. Took a 15-minute break just to rhino.
Sorry, I thought you were hanging up to serve it.
Oh, no, to be fair, that's like, why did the chicken cross the road? I don't know. Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. Fuck, what an anticlimax.
Hi, it's Emily from York in the UK, and you're listening to Charlie and Ryan.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Headliners, Ulta, Ray-Ban, and Canon. Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals during Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th. The cash back rates are even bigger. I'll be shopping for Adidas and Fenty. You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of Big Give Week's 15% cashback. you won't see higher cashback rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. All the details for our Patreon are in the show notes and you can find them. You can Google it, I think. It all comes up.
Patreon.com/Tony and Ryan.
Nice. Kiz Ironside. Thanks, Kiz.
Thanks, Kiz.
Sorry, I bloody forgot how to talk then.
Haven't recovered either.
Yeah, thank you. Yana Gray. Good on you, Yana. It's not Yana Pittman.
No.
The Olympian turned gynecologist. Ben Siegel, good on you, Ben. Aaron Luke and B McGowan, good on you, B.
Thanks, B.
Big B.
Big B. And don't forget, tonyandryan.com.au. Head on over to the merch page. We've got hoodies. We've got beanies. We've got the Hot Girl Tarp Tumblers.
We do. Flat-lid.
Flat-lid. The Start the Fucking Blog notebook. There's the Tony and Ryan mug. There's the You Love to See It mug. And the Start the Fucking Blog mug. And don't forget, the notepad from the desk of Dr. Tony Lodge where you can take your medical notes.
You're welcome.
Now, earlier we were talking about a citizen's arrest. I just want to put that back in the air because I feel like what you're about to hear is citizens arrestable. Weather in Melbourne recently?
Oh, crookers, so cold. It's getting real gloomy, like it's getting like
dark.
Cozy weather.
Yeah, it is.
Our clocks have all gone back. Like a week or two ago or something.
Yeah, so it's getting dark
early. So it's dark early.
Put the fire on weather. So
we have had our fire on actually.
Yeah, it's been nice. Yeah,
it's fucking nice.
Yeah. So at the farmer's market yesterday, it was raining. There's no roof. It's outdoors.
Yeah.
And so there's a few like umbrellas near the food area. So if you want to sit and have a thing, there's some umbrellas. Usually it's just like a bit of shade and a bit of decoration. But when it started raining, everyone's just like,
under these umbrellas. Legging it. But there's probably just not enough for everyone, right?
Not even close.
Yeah.
But Everyone's just, you know, it's a bit of a community vibe. Everyone's just piling under these umbrellas and they're real up close to each other.
And that, in those situations, I think like a natural disaster such as rain at the farmer's market, I think that you do immediately like, you're like, oh, quick, like you.
Get the basics, get to the car, let's fuck off out of here.
But all of a sudden your sense of community is very strong.
Yes.
Because you're like, oh my God, like we've got an umbrella, why don't you come up?
Yep.
You know, like there's, you're not like, oh, I don't really know you or I don't want to stand next to those people. All of a sudden, everybody like all in for, all in.
So I'm holding.
Whatever that saying is.
Yeah, yeah.
One in, all in. All for one.
All for one.
Yeah.
One for all.
Yeah.
The way we are at.
Junda Binda.
Hawthorne. Your football club. That's their song.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Vista place we were talking about before.
No.
What's that called?
Don't ask questions about that place, mate.
Okay.
Okavango Delta.
Thank you. I was going to go back into the wormhole. That wouldn't have been good.
I'm holding my daughter, Mabel.
Oh, she's not in the pram.
No, because
she's raw dogging.
Well, because the pram takes up so much precious undercover space.
Oh.
And because of the rain, she's getting a bit antsy and all kids want to jump in puddles and shit. And she's like.
So did you like hoik her out of the pram?
Yep.
Yeah, right. And then, wow. But like a real Superman.
Yeah, but the thing about the pram is it's also really good for carrying the stuff. So if I carry Mabel, then the pram has got all the vegetables and the potatoes and the milk and stuff. And it's actually a good vessel.
And I guess if you're holding her, she can kind of like look around and
yeah,
like
and there's heaps to look at. So she's real curious looking around.
Yeah,
and
lots of colours.
And then you can cut in places because people go, oh, it's a dad with a baby. Oh, so you can just this way, sir. And
yeah.
You have to line up for stuff.
That's so good.
Yeah.
She's the VIP.
VIP.
Yeah.
Very important.
Person.
I was going to say baby, but that doesn't start with a P.
VIB.
Very important, baby.
imagine that if that's what it was.
I'm holding my daughter Mabel at the farmer's market. Uh-huh. It's raining. We're under the umbrella and this guy comes and stands right up next to me. But because it's raining, all good, everyone pile in.
All for one and one for all.
Except he's just bought a coffee. And so he's like right here.
Oh.
And I'm holding Mabes and I'm like, oh, all good, mate. Yeah, stay out of the thing. So I've got my coffee here. So I think he's ordered a cappuccino. Now, I don't know if he like wanted a flat white or this is just the way he has a cappuccino. But the thing about the cappuccino, it's got a little bit of foam on top.
Yeah.
So every time you have a sip, you get like a little bit of foam with your
coffee.
A little
bit of the chucky as well.
He takes the lid off the cappuccino and just sticks his tongue in the cup and just like, tongues the foam because he just like wants to eat the foam. So I don't know if he just loves the foam and it's a little treat for him.
This you is
a
used to love the foam?
I still love the foam, but not on its own. Like
at
I love the foam
party.
Mixed in. Oh, that's yeah, that's a bit different there.
You do tongue the foam at the foam party, don't you?
Oh, many things get tongued at a foam
party. Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've never.
Yeah, fart boxes, all sorts of things.
Yeah. And that really is an all for one, one for all mentality at a foam party as well, isn't it? You're all
I
on
would
the same
say
side.
It's the it's the birthplace.
Yeah.
It's the mecca
of teamwork.
Of all for one, one for all.
Bumper sticker idea. A foam party is the mecca of teamwork.
Yeah. I can imagine before the Olympics, they'll wheel that one in the team sports.
Oh, yeah. Cars. That actually will go over the PA as they're lighting the Olympic flame.
So he's got his whole tongue inside of his takeaway coffee cup.
Oh, you can't be tonguing at a farmer's market.
He's probably 15 centimetres from my face.
That's a half a ruler.
Why is everything in a ruler?
Because it's just visually, I know how big a ruler is.
I don't know if that's been on the show or not, but this has come up so many times recently.
Yeah, he's running the other day. He's like 90 centimetres. I'm like, three rulers? Yeah. Wow. Talking about his cock, obviously.
How far away is that? How far away is that shopping centre? About 3Ks? How many rulers would that be?
How many rulers you reckon you fucking... Yeah. Anyway.
So he's about half a ruler away from me, right? And he's...
You're standing next to this guy, you get your ruler right. You go, too close, mate. Too close.
But the thing is, as I look, because I could hear it and almost like feel it.
Is like, it kind of like when you know someone's looking at you, you can feel their eyes?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You could feel he was tongue and nearby.
Yeah. So I kind of look back at him to see, because I can kind of. Yeah. So then I look back to see what's going on. And then he doesn't stop tonguing it. He doesn't take his tongue out of it. But instead of looking down into the cup, his eyes look up and we made eye contact whilst he was tonguing the cappuccino.
Did you cover Mabel's eyes like this? Don't, sweetie.
She was looking somewhere else, but I was just like, and there was a moment where we both went, oh, we're making eye contact.
And did he just keep going?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got to like.
No, sorry, he paused, like his tongue was still in it, but he stopped like doing motions, like rimming the cup.
Mm.
He just like his tongue went straight and stiff and then he went. Then we had a moment and then he continued tonguing.
Still eye contact or did he look away?
Then he looked, well, I think I'd pull that.
You're like,
first.
Oh, yeah. You're in tonguing chicken, someone's going to be first.
Yeah.
Well, jail, obviously. Yeah. That goes without saying.
Thank you.
That is so bizarre.
Yeah. And because I was with Mabel and only Mabel, like I needed someone else there with me to go, is this happening?
Is that?
Am I awake?
Is this a mirage?
Is this real? And I was like, Mabes, are you seeing this? And she's like, I don't talk yet. Why are you asking me?
Why don't ask me anything? Yeah, I'm looking at that aubergine over there.
Kind of, yeah.
Do you know, I think like coffee is stinky. Like,
yeah, it's got a, yeah.
Not stinky in a bad way, but it is a like, really strong smell. Like if someone walks into an office with a coffee,
you can smell it.
You can smell it.
Beautiful
and then
beans.
If it's like someone takes the lid off their takeaway coffee, you can smell it. And if you've got a coffee, people like, know about it.
Yep.
So to bring a coffee into like a small area.
If he just ordered it and then it starts raining, I'm actually all good with that.
No. So my problem isn't that like he had it.
Yeah.
I'm not hanging shit on. He bought a coffee at a farmer's market. He's fucking human with a heart. Of course he did.
Yeah.
But to then go to this like little area, oh, we're like all ducking for cover. Oh, hang on. Like I've got my little coffee here. And then going, shit, we're going to be here for a minute.
No, and well, he had to take the.
Do you know what I mean?
Take the lid off.
Like, there's just so
and
many
make eye
steps.
Contact with a grown man.
And also, do you know what I think would have been fine?
Anything else?
Picking it up to the face, lifting the lid off a little. I think even that's too much, but that would have been believable. The full swirly,
the
tongue,
full rimming of the cup.
You can't do a full rim at a coffee stand, and I have always said that. I think that's the fuck. Are you okay?
No, I don't think I am because.
Do you think that you might need some emotional support? No. How old was this guy?
I'd say 45 to 50.
That's too young. If that person, if he was 80, I'd go, doesn't have many years left. You tongue that coffee, sir.
Yeah.
But tongue in a coffee at 45, you got years to go. You do that next week.
Yeah. Now, you ask if I need support. In general, yes. But from this specifically, very yes.
Yeah.
It was just so upsetting.
That is upsetting.
I didn't know what to do. But here's the main question that I haven't stopped thinking about since. I woke up in the middle of the night and was like, and it's, is this guy tongue in every coffee or is this like a random one-off? And I don't know why that matters in my brain, but I just kind of like, are you having a daily coffee and doing this every day at a different cafe and just tonguing up all around Eltham? Is there an untongued cafe in my suburb?
Okay, question.
Question.
Is either answer better?
No.
Because no. I'd say he's a daily tonguer.
It sounds like it.
Because you don't go in and full tongue without experience.
He looked like he knew what he
was doing. He'd done it before. He knew what he was doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that if you like...
He didn't look like a first-time tonguer. There's an awkwardness about a first time when you don't know where to put it in.
That is true.
He knew.
That is true.
Where to put it and which angle to hit it from.
And he like a fucking professional, he picks it up, peels the lid off, starts tonguing.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if you're not a tonguer...
Yeah.
You don't even maybe know that there's like delicious foam under the lid.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just like, oh, is that what, you know, like you've got to fucking know your way around a cappuccino.
You can tell he was a good tonguer by the amount of foam coming out straight away.
And he had six wives.
It was Henry VIII.
That's very funny. History chat.
History chat.
Yeah. Henry VIII. He's fucking tongued a few coffees.
So if anyone needs me, I'll be...
in therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really upsetting. Yeah. I'm glad that Mabel didn't say it.
Well, I think she got glimpses, but she didn't want him to know about
nah.
it.
Nah. Oh, no, nah, nah. That's full emotional trauma.
She doesn't like dudes, though. She gets scared by other men.
Well, because she's seen them. Stop taking them to places where they're tongue and coffees. Yeah.
So if that's
I have a nightmare about that as well.
If that's what men are all about, I'm not for it.
I'm not interested in that at all. Yep. My dad doesn't do that, and that's how I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, mate, that's – and, you know, the fun
thanks for coming to my – being my support group.
Yeah, the fun about going to a market on the weekend, it's like a little event.
Mm.
Like, yeah, you're there for admin, but it's also you have a nice little wander around. Maybe there's some, like, little knickknacks.
It's pretty rare we'd leave a farmer's market without a bagel or a croissant.
But also, like, you know, when they've got, like, little knickknacks.
Not one of those markets.
But, like.
What's a knickknack to you?
Well, at a farmer's market, often then there's, like, at the bread thing, they also sell bread boards or something. And you go, oh yeah, we will get one of those. Yeah. Like, you know.
We need a new bread board, actually.
But, you know, you walk off with, like, all these little sundries from a.
So, for me, sundries is carbs and snacks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you get those too.
We go to the meat place and you go, yeah, just the meat. And they go, oh, but did you want some chorizo? And I go, well, yeah.
Well, yeah, just slice it up and put it right in my mouth, mate. Yeah. Don't need a bag. Yeah.
I put it in a bag and I'll tongue it out.
Oh. Ooh.
Okay, here's a question.
Question.
Someone tonguing a cappuccino or someone deep throating a chorizo?
Oh.
If you had to choose. And I'm talking half a ruler from your face.
I think I'd rather the coffee only because I don't think I could deal with the that close to my face, the sound.
Yeah.
When you deep throat something.
A full chorizo.
A
few pepperoni.
Yeah. And you don't want to be the third dig I suck this morning.
Be the third chorizo I've cut this morning. Tony, what do you love to see? I'm sick of talking about this because I feel awful.
It's not great. James sent this to us on Patreon and it's very, very sweet. You love to see it. James says, me and my husband have been together for 5 years and married for one. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Massive. Tuesdays are the most horrible day for me at work. You know when you just got that one day where like, or one day a month
where
or something.
Where the meetings are and all this
where
shit.
All the meetings are or like it's the day that like all of, it's the end of the month or something when it's, ugh.
Reports due.
James says, yeah, Tuesday's my worst day. I got home, got changed into my pajamas and like start making lunch for the next day.
Yep.
Just feeling really crap about my fucking job. And my husband came home with fish and chips from the chippy and says, I know Tuesdays are your worst day and I just really wanted to make you smile. And James says, it's moments like these that remind me I genuinely have found the right person to marry and share my life with. And it doesn't always have to be something big and romantic or expensive to make me fall in love over and over again.
That is beautiful.
That's so sweet.
I don't want to revisit the main issue of the farmer's market.
Yeah.
But with Bridge, a little like surprise croissant that she wasn't expecting.
She's a fan of that.
Just a little something to know I was thinking about, yeah. And yeah. I think, yeah, they've nailed that.
This is real Torb's areas as well. Like he's very thoughtful like that too.
What's the latest thing he's done?
I've had like a crappy day and he's like come home and gone like, oh, I've grabbed something on the way home or
doesn't that just
yeah.
when you're thinking about cooking, I'd just grab something and you go, oh.
Yeah, or like on the weekend, like my skin was really bothering me and Torbs came out and he's like, oh, I've popped your bath salts in the thing. Like I thought maybe you'd want a bit of a soak.
That's really nice.
Like, yeah, he's very, very thoughtful. Yeah. So James says, shout out to Dan, my amazing husband, for making me the happiest man on the planet. Isn't that so nice?
That is nice.
Love you, James. Thanks for sharing that.
Kimba. This is a nice one as well.
Kimba the singer?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know her anymore. Gone.
What? Oh! Yeah.
My very introverted and creative husband.
God, with that joke, you could say, gotcha. It's Gotcha. Gotcha. Like, gotcha. That song is with Gotcha. It's like, sounds like Gotcha.
This is Kimba.
Thanks. That's a fucking really funny joke. That's really funny.
Mm. Well, Sophie trying not to piss herself over in the corner.
Thank you for fucking some support, okay?
Kimbra. Is it Kimbra or Kimba?
I don't fucking know.
My very introverted yet creative husband started a podcast because I bought him all the gear.
Oh.
He was like thinking about it for ages, and the gear is like a tough like line to cross. And she just like bought him the gear and was like, well.
No reason not to.
Oh. So he started his own podcast and he's punching through the gaming chart. So he talks about video games and gameplay and stuff like that. And there are talks of him doing a meet and greet in Chicago at a gaming expo later in the year.
Chicago.
Love to see him succeed. Start the fucking blog. You love to fucking see it. It says Kimba/Kimbra. Someone that I used to know. Gotcha.
Yeah. Congrats on the podcast. Do we have the name of the podcast?
No, but that's a great follow-up question that I should have inquired about before bringing it to it. But to be fair, just love to see it.
You do love to see that.
Let us know Kimba/Bra in the episode 3.
Do you know what I love to see? Talking about fucking Chicago, the best city in the US of A.
Is that right?
One of them. I liked New York too, but Chicago was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was sick, wasn't it?
Chicago was awesome. It made me feel like, and because it was a blizzard when we were there, which is probably not good for people that like live there and have to work, but because I just got to enjoy it from inside, I was like.
Speaking of places you visited.
Yep.
One of confessions on the show tomorrow.
Beautiful.
One of them is called Kentucky Glory Hole. Now, you spent some time in Kentucky. Did you?
About 2 hours. Not even, maybe.
I think we spent the night there, even though we like literally arrived at the hotel and went to sleep.
Wasn't that in Indianapolis?
That was the night after. The night before was in Kentucky, I'm pretty sure.
No, the night before that we stayed in Atlanta.
There was a night in Nashville in between there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
But you're right, Louisville is Kentucky. That's the bourbon place.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck, I've been to America.
It's a bit of a blur. Geography chat. Tomorrow, Kentucky Glory Hole.
Fuck, I don't love to say that. That sounds like tongue in the cappuccino at the farmer's market to me. That's similar areas.
It's hard to distinguish, really. All right, we'll chat to you then.
Love you, bye.